静安区2016年高三英语一模试卷十。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Hi, Mary. You look tired. How is everything going?
It's been a really busy week. Students have been returning so many books. This always happens around examination time.
Question. Where is Mary probably working?2. Hello, could you connect me with Shanghai Bank? The extension is 1382.
Just a moment. Now, please go ahead.
Question. What most probably is the woman's occupation? 3. What's the time for departure?
5:30, that only leaves us 15 minutes to go through the customs and check-in.
Question. At what time did the conversation take place? 4. Think it over carefully. You must have left it somewhere.
But the problem is that I have to have it now. I need it to use my car and when I get home to open the door.
Question. What happened to the woman?
5. Mary's always complaining about her job.
Maybe if you try typing letters every day, you will see what it's like.
Question. What does the man mean? 6.Tom looks awfully nervous, doesn't he?
Yes. I'm afraid he is not used to making speeches.
Question. What do they think of Tom? 7. What do you think of the apple pie? I made it myself.
Very delicious indeed. Even my mother's cannot match this.
Question. What can we conclude from the man's remark?
8. Would you like a copy of Professor Smith's article?
Thanks, if it's not too much trouble.
Question. What does the woman imply?
9. Mr. Jones, your student, Bill, shows great enthusiasm for musical instruments.
I only wish he showed half as much for his English lessons.
Question. What do we learn about Bill from the conversation?
Ten. Is this check-in counter for flight 914 to Los Angeles?
Yes, but I'm sorry the flight is delayed because of a minor mechanical problem. Please wait for further notice.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear one short passage and two longer conversations. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passage and the conversations will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard.Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Did you know that there's a kind of bird that can sew? This bird, called the tailor bird, uses its mouth as a needle. It sews leaves together in the shape of a cup. Then it adds a layer of straw to the inside of the cup and lays its eggs there. Each bird species builds its own special kind of nest. The most common materials used for nests are grasses, branches, and feathers. A bird must weave these materials into a nest. Just imagine building a house without cement or nails to hold it together. Another bird is called the weaver bird. The weaver bird builds a nest that looks like a basket. The nest shaped like a pear with a hole in the middle. The hole is the door of the nest. A third bird is called the oven bird. The oven bird makes a nest that is very solid. The nest is made of mud. The oven bird forms the mud into the shape of an oven and then lets it dry in the sun. The sun bakes the mud, making it very hard. Not all birds make their homes in branches. Some birds build their nests on the ground, while others bury their eggs under the ground. And some birds do not build nests at all. So when they look for nests and eggs in branches of trees and bushes, remember that some nests may be right under your feet.
Now listen again, please.
Did you know that there's a kind of bird that can sew? This bird, called the tailor bird, uses its mouth as a needle. It sews leaves together in the shape of a cup. Then it adds a layer of straw to the inside of the cup and lays its eggs there. Each bird species builds its own special kind of nest. The most common materials used for nests are grasses, branches, and feathers. A bird must weave these materials into a nest. Just imagine building a house without cement or nails to hold it together. Another bird is called the weaver bird. The weaver bird builds a nest that looks like a basket. The nest shaped like a pear with a hole in the middle. The hole is the door of the nest. A third bird is called the oven bird. The oven bird makes a nest that is very solid. The nest is made of mud. The oven bird forms the mud into the shape of an oven and then lets it dry in the sun. The sun bakes the mud, making it very hard. Not all birds make their homes in branches. Some birds build their nests on the ground, while others bury their eggs under the ground. And some birds do not build nests at all. So when they look for nests and eggs in branches of trees and bushes, remember that some nests may be right under your feet.
Questions 11. What is the nest built by the tailor bird look like?
Why is there a hole in the weaver bird's nest?
13. What might surprise us about birds' nests according to the speaker?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
In Europe, the United States and Japan, restaurants are testing technology to let diners order their food directly from a screen at their table, instead of depending on a waiter or waitress to note their choice. Besides cutting costs, companies that sell the e-menu argue that it has an innovation value that can attract younger customers, and visual photographs of different foods make diners order more. The idea may be just the latest trick in a trade which is driven by consumer appetites, but at least for now it appears to be promoting business. In Israel, some bars, pubs and family restaurants have already installed e-menu technology. The system is based on touch screens already used in self-service canteens or for ticketing in airports and cinemas. It's about impulse buying. If a person starts looking at pictures of chocolate cake, the chances are he'll order it, said a restaurant manager. The system has also been supplied to restaurants in France, South Africa, and Belgium. Frame, a restaurant in this row which has installed the system, is set to have its sales on tables with e-menu increased by about 11%. Customers often call ahead to reserve tables equipped with the screens. At one of the e-menu tables, an information technology worker, Uriel, and his young family were excited as they checked out pictures of the dishes on offer and talked about desserts. "It's more visual," said Uriel, as his children clicked away on the game's function between courses. "We can still choose, we can still argue, but it's much easier when you can all see it."
Now listen again, please.
In Europe, the United States and Japan, restaurants are testing technology to let diners order their food directly from a screen at their table, instead of depending on a waiter or waitress to note their choice. Besides cutting costs, companies that sell the e-menu argue that it has an innovation value that can attract younger customers, and visual photographs of different foods make diners order more. The idea may be just the latest trick in a trade which is driven by consumer appetites, but at least for now it appears to be promoting business. In Israel, some bars, pubs and family restaurants have already installed e-menu technology. The system is based on touch screens already used in self-service canteens or for ticketing in airports and cinemas. It's about impulse buying. If a person starts looking at pictures of chocolate cake, the chances are he'll order it, said a restaurant manager. The system has also been supplied to restaurants in France, South Africa, and Belgium. Frame, a restaurant in Israel which has installed the system, is set to have its sales on tables with e-menu increased by about 11%. Customers often call ahead to reserve tables equipped with the screens. At one of the e-menu tables, an information technology worker, Uriel, and his young family were excited as they checked out pictures of the dishes on offer and talked about desserts. "It's more visual," said Uriel, as his children clicked away on the game's function between courses. "We can still choose, we can still argue, but it's much easier when you can all see it."
Questions. 14. In which of the following continents are e-menus not used to order food?
What does a restaurant manager imply by saying, "It's about impulse buying"?
16. Who do the restaurants offering e-menus mainly appeal to, according to the passage?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
So that's our proposal, and now we can start work next month if you agree.
Well, the thing is, we actually need to get it installed. By the end of this month, the air circulation system we have now is so noisy.
Ours is totally silent. Well, we might be able to do it this month, but then we would have to do this work during normal office hours.
Well, that's not going to work at all, is it? Couldn't you install it at night so as not to disturb the office?
Well, we could do that, but not this month, I'm afraid. Our installation team could fit in a Saturday if you can close the office on a Saturday. But they would have to be paid overtime for that, so of course that would increase the cost.
Well, that's going to be difficult, because we normally work on Saturday. Well, I mean, maybe the last Saturday of the month might be a possibility.
Let me just check that. That's the 27th. Oh yes, our team are available then. Would you be prepared to split the extra labor costs with us?
Well, I suppose that sounds reasonable. Well, all right, I'll agree to that. Now, the other thing is, we have to decide about maintenance.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I mean, we would expect you to provide a free maintenance for at least the first 12 months.
Certainly. Our engineer will come to you within 24 hours to fix anything, you know, that might go wrong. Well, that's of course automatically included.
Oh, well, all right. Shall I have the service contract?
Certainly. Here you are.
Thank you.
Now listen again, please. So that's our proposal, and now we can start work next month if you agree.
Well, the thing is, we actually need to get it installed. By the end of this month, the air circulation system we have now is so noisy.
Ours is totally silent. Well, we might be able to do it this month, but then we would have to do this work during normal office hours.
Well, that's not going to work at all, is it? Couldn't you install it at night so as not to disturb the office?
Well, we could do that, but not this month, I'm afraid. Our installation team could fit in a Saturday if you can close the office on a Saturday. But they would have to be paid overtime for that, so of course that would increase the cost.
Well, that's going to be difficult, because we normally work on Saturday. Well, I mean, maybe the last Saturday of the month might be a possibility.
Let me just check that. That's the 27th. Oh yes, our team are available then. Would you be prepared to split the extra labor costs with us?
Well, I suppose that sounds reasonable. Well, all right, I'll agree to that. Now, the other thing is we have to decide about maintenance.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I mean, we would expect you to provide a free maintenance for at least the first 12 months.
Certainly. Our engineer will come to you within 24 hours to fix anything, you know, that might go wrong. Well, that's of course automatically included.
Oh, well, all right. Shall I have the service contract?
Certainly. Here you are.
Thank you.
Questions. 17. What is the air circulation system they have now like?
Which of the following about the installation team is true?
Who is going to fix anything that might go wrong?
20. What does the installation team promise to do in maintenance? 21. That's the end of listening comprehension.